Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. That is the sound of a chandelier swinging back and forth inside a building on Taiwan, where at least seven people have been killed in the island's worst earthquake in a quarter century. There are fears others are buried in landslides and debris that have closed highways along the East Coast. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Taipei.
This was a very shallow earthquake and a very powerful earthquake, and the shaking intensity that they use here is a scale of 1 to 7, and it was 7. So this is a very, very intense shaking indeed. And because of that, it has done a lot of damage.
Israel continues to respond to global outrage over yesterday's airstrike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen members as they delivered food to the hungry in Gaza. IDF Chief Herzi Halevi.
We will continue taking immediate actions to ensure that more is done to protect humanitarian aid workers.
He calls it a mistake that followed a misidentification in complex conditions. A second day of severe weather has swept parts of this nation's midsection. Louisville, Kentucky Mayor Craig Greenberg.
The damage that we're seeing, particularly in the Prospect area of our city, is consistent with a tornado.
Extreme winds also tore roofs off homes and snapped trees in Tennessee and Indiana, where at least 10 people were hurt. Lawyers for the state of Texas will be in federal court today in hopes of enforcing a controversial immigration law. Reporter Chris Fox has details from Austin.
The Fifth Circuit Court hearing pits Texas versus the Biden administration. Texas Governor Greg Abbott contends his state has the legal right to arrest and deport migrants suspected of illegally crossing from Mexico.
The goal of Senate Bill 4 is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
The U.S. DOJ and ACLU have argued the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution.
The largest fresh egg producer in the U.S. has paused production. Cal-Maine Foods in Ridgeland, Texas, is reporting bird flu in its chickens. The company says there is no risk associated with eggs that are already on the market. The virus has also turned up at a poultry facility in Michigan. Comedian George Carlin's estate has reached a settlement over an AI fake.
I'd like to start off with a heartfelt apology. I'm sorry it took me so long to come out with new material, but I do have a pretty good excuse. I was dead.
Dudesy podcasters Will Sasso and Chad Kultgen have agreed to permanently remove their comedy special and never repost it on any platform. No word on monetary damages. George Carlin died in 2008. S&P futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A win on opening day. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their home game season with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. There was a home run by Christian Yelich, some good pitching, and new third baseman Oliver Dunn with a SportsCenter top 10 catch that had him looking like Superman on Bally Sports.
Liner caught! Put a cape on him!
Yep,
couple of steps, a dive, and able to keep it in the gloves. Big defense.
Oliver Dunn after the game.
We were playing down the line, and I knew that more than likely the ball was going to be at me or that way. So I think I was anticipating a little bit being that way because we were guarding the double. But it was one of those ones you just hope to react the right way when the play happens.
NBA, the Bucks lose another road game, this time to the Wizards. 117-113.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain mixed with snow. Our high 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, more rain and snow, 34. Tomorrow, we will be cloudy. More rain and snow showers with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
For the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair! As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Neil. He's not retired. I think he has Parkinson's or something like that, so he had to retire. What a talent. Not only did he write a lot of songs, but he gave them to other groups to sing, like I'm a Believer. The Monkees had a hit with that song, but it was a Neil Diamond song. He had a couple of songs that he wrote, and he gave to other groups. Talented man. Hey, it's 609 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. So you're saying, hey, who won the elections? Well, I'll tell you what, I asked Stuart J. Waddles this morning that very question, and I got back an answer, and let me read you, I'll read you part of the answer here. He says, the data was posted by the county last night, but pulled down and not yet reloaded. He said, based on some observer accounts, David Mack won the 4th District aldermanic seat, or alder seat now. Beating Jacqueline Schrader. I saw some numbers on that. I did not get the one on Molly Jones and Oh, who? I can't think of the name. Hold on. I'll get it here in a second because I wrote it down. Because Tyler Townsend. Tyler Townsend and Molly Jones. We don't have the we have some referenda numbers too. We'll get to all that. Okay, Stuart, we'll get to that. We'll have those figures for you this morning. And by the way, I got to remind you that if you want to hear any local news and, you know, you say, I want to hear it now, go to WRJN.com. You can hear the audio. You can check out the written news. Go to WRJN.com. You'll see all the local news right there on our website page. The local news for Racine, Kenosha, surrounding area, right there at WRJN.com. Or you can listen right here on the radio. We'll have it for you. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center watching things for us today. Nathan Stamper's coming up. He's the director of the new production coming to the Racine Theater Guild, Stargirl. We'll find out all about that. I actually know someone who's in the show. A friend of ours, his son, is making his debut in that show. And we'll talk about that. Nathan will be in at 7:06 this morning. We have a new phone number for you. Okay, if you want to text me anything, I got the phone number here. This is not one of those that's going to roll off my memory. If you want to text me during the show with any questions or any comments, you can at 262-300-7445. That's 262-300-7445. If you want to text me and have a question or a comment, I will receive it at 262-300-7445. That's brand new. All righty. Righty, righty, righty. Okay, 611 here at WRJN Radio. A poll of people under the age of 30 found first dates over video and now more popular than in-person dates. 65% would rather go on a virtual date. It's more efficient and cheaper, you cheapskates. Now you don't have to buy dinner or, you know, or an Uber ride or whatever, you cheapskates. All right, a writer at the Huffington Post is trying to turn us all into germaphobes. According to the experts, these are the 9 germiest spots in your office. I think after you hear this, you're going to want to work from home. Because there's nothing out there that's safe in the office. How about those door handles, huh? They're usually the germiest spot because everyone touches them. So it's a good idea to get into the habit of using hand sanitizer when you get to your desk or your car. Your computer keyboard. There are over 3,000 microscopic organisms living in every square inch of the average keyboard. Your desk, it's covered with your own germs. Plus, you pick up other people's germs. Don't assume a janitor or cleaning crew is taking care of that. Wiping down with a disinfectant spray now and then is good. When I was a station janitor at WGBB on Long Island, I was a janitor when I was 18. I used to disinfect and wipe down everybody's desk. I took all the pencil holders, the phone off, everything, because they had glass tops on their desk. And I used to wipe that down every single day. I was really a good janitor. I might go back to that. The shared microwave and fridge. Again, everyone touches the handles and buttons. You're probably about to eat, so wash your hands first. The water cooler. The spot you touch has germs on it. But grossness could be lurking in the water, too. Few studies have found those water tanks are rarely cleaned. Ugh. The bathroom, again. They're not cleaned as much as you might think. One reason you should use your phone in there. Elevator buttons. More touch points. Get a lot of traffic. Think about using your knuckle instead of the tip of your finger. I do. Or buy one of those keychains that lets you open doors and hit buttons without touching them. Vending machines, even worse than elevator buttons because they have more nooks and crannies that are hard to clean. And, of course, your phone. All the germs and bacteria you pick up on all those other 8 spots I mentioned eventually wind up on your phone. And how often do you actually clean your phone? Now, I do a lot. I wipe it down. I wiped it down this morning. I always do. I'm borderline germ phobic. Yeah. When I go to the bathrooms at a public bathroom, too, I don't touch anything. It's like a soccer match in there. I'm not going to use my hands on any. Even to open the door, I get a paper towel to open the door. I won't touch that door handle. Because you know people don't wash their hands. You know that. I saw a funny meme. It showed it was in a restaurant. It showed the men's room, and there was a big flashing neon sign. This guy walks out, and a big neon sign lights up. Didn't wash hands. The guy's standing under the neon sign flashing. All right. You're on a plane. You're under the laws of the country where the plane is registered, not where you take off. So let's say you punch someone in the face on an Air Canada flight that just took off from the United States. You won't face charges in the U.S. You face charges in Canada. I just thought you should know that in case you decide to punch somebody in the face. A 30-year-old woman in Florida was caught shoplifting from a Walmart. I saw this video, by the way. I watch all these videos, the Facebook videos. I watch them all. They have this one on there. She claimed she was playing a really fun game called 21, where you steal as much as you can and then dump it in a random car. The police eventually figured out which car it was and found more than $1,000 worth of stolen goods in the back seat. She was charged with grand theft, possession of marijuana, hashish, alprazolam, possession of drug paraphernalia, and trafficking in meth. Surprisingly enough, she was pretty cheerful when she got arrested. She was. I was just playing a fun game. Yeah, she was having a good time. All right, the eclipse is coming up on Monday. The moon will pass in front of the sun, blocking all light for about 4 minutes, 27 seconds. I like when they say about 4 minutes, 27 seconds. Sounds pretty exact to me. You're not going to want to miss the total solar eclipse because the next one is 20 years at 2044. To celebrate this special occasion, Ultimate Rock, Classic Rock, put together a list of eclipse songs. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Manfred Mann's Earth Band's Blinded by the Light. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Elton John. Here's a good one. Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen, and of course Pink Floyd's Eclipse. Some good songs to listen to. Make a playlist out of them for next Monday. Firefighters in Southern California used a helicopter to airlift a horse to safety on Sunday. It got spooked, ran off, and they ended up stranded in a river. The horse is fine. Don't worry about that. He's in great shape. He's running in a pasture now. But they had to cover his eyes when they lifted him out. Obviously, seeing himself way up there could have freaked him out a bit. I know if they airlifted me and I looked down, I'd be freaked out. If you're ever going to, you know, save me from someplace, bring me a blindfold. I don't want to look down. We mentioned this a while ago. This lady, her name is Joy Ryan, 94 years old. Last year, she set a world record after her grandson, Brad, helped her visit all 63 national parks. She's the oldest person ever to do so. Now she's back in the news because her new goal is to visit all 7 continents. Now, of course, they did North America. That's checked off their list. They also did Africa. Just got back from South America. And they also went to the Galapagos Islands out there. Now they have to do Europe, Asia, Australia, and Antarctica. And that's it. She'll be the oldest person to ever visit all 7 continents. Good for her. Odd but true. 40% of adults have gone at least 3 days without face-to-face conversations with another human being. You know, that's kind of sad that we don't have face-to-face conversations anymore. Showbiz news. In Freaky Friday 2, Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis won't switch bodies with each other. They'll switch with 2 teenage girls. And by the way, one of those girls is Lindsay Lohan's real-life daughter. Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman will star in a remake of The War of the Roses. Remember that dark comedy from 1989? Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner, and Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito also directed it. Sam Raimi says there will not be a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie in the works. Was there a rumor that there would be? During a show on Sunday night, Bruce Springsteen signed a young fan's absentee note so he can skip school the next day. Isn't that great? I wonder if it worked. Okay. Oh, let's see what we got for you here coming up. Oh, we got baseball today. Yeah, we've got Minnesota Twins will take on the Brewers here in town. Game time, 11:35 a.m. this morning on WRJN. Tonight, we've got the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Bucks, 6:30 p.m. That's also in Milwaukee tonight. The forecast for today, we've got some snow mixing with rain early on. Highs near 41 degrees. Rain and snow possible tonight. Lows 34. Rain and snow with a high near 42 tomorrow. When I get my hands on that Punxsutawney Phil. Right now, rain and snow, 34 degrees when I came in. When I left home, it was just like misty drizzle. When I got here this to the radio station 10 minutes away, it was snowing. So we'll see what it's like out there now. 619 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air. Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Racine Youth Sports provides quality structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County. The developmental programs teach sports fundamentals like good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Currently, Racine Youth Sports is accepting registrations for T-ball through May 1st, baseball through April 30th, spring flag football through April 1st, fall football beginning March 1st, and judo beginning March 12th. Go to RacineYouthSports.com to register.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At 6:20 at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here. I'm Don Rosen. And we've got some news this morning from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. Our news director keeping an eye on things for us. May have seen some strange screen caps of Racine County election results. An official explanation of what happened still isn't known, but last night, incomplete election data was posted on the county's website. It appeared a cell was off in the software, causing numbers to shift. The data was pulled from the website after about 10 minutes with no update offered about the snafu. The normal election total recap still hasn't been posted yet, with the Racine County Eye website reporting that results had to be entered by hand. The website is reporting one Racine result, David Mack winning the 4th Aldermanic District race over Jacqueline Schrader. A flood watch has been issued for Kenosha County, specifically for the Fox River near New Munster. The flooding is impacting homes along Highway W in the village of Salem Lakes and town of Wheatland areas. The new mayor of Kenosha will be David Bogdala. He got 53% of the vote, defeating Lydia Sponsworth in the Kenosha County Circuit Court race. Frank Gigliardi, who was appointed to fill the position 4 months ago by Governor Tony Evers, will now be replaced by Heather Iverson. As the number of measles cases continues to rise in Chicago, health officials in Lake County have announced the first case of measles in the county. Officials say the case is directly linked to the ongoing outbreak in Chicago, while the Illinois Department of Public Health is working to identify and inform people who may have come in contact with the virus. Stuart J. Waddles will keep us on top of any election results. He's keeping an eye on it. Literally, he stuck his big eye right to the computer screen. He is waiting to get those results. Stuart J. Waddles watching things for us. You can check on WRJN News, local news throughout the entire day at WRJN.com. WRJN.com. Local news there 24 hours a day. Just check the website, WRJN.com. And for local news throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, go to civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. Download the app and the Civic Media app to get all that information. Okay, we all squared away there? All right. By the way, congratulations to David Mack. He's going to be in the studio with us next week. I think it's next week. Well, I think it's next week. I got to look, but he'll be here. Good friend. All right, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. 623 WRJN Radio. Hey, looking for a unique but not too classy proposal idea? I don't know about this. A jewelry maker in the UK is selling a new $2,000 charm for Crocs. Looks like an engagement ring, but instead of slipping it on her finger, stick it on their Croc sandal. I don't know about that. Something tells me the fiance, the future fiance, wouldn't be happy with that. A new poll found half of us get our hair cut at least once every 3 months. So here's a question for you. Do you like it when your hairstylist chit-chats with you? Or do you wish they just zip and focus on not lopping an ear off? 30% of us prefer it when the stylist does not make small talk. 65% enjoy it. I do. 5% don't care either way. I like to chat. That's what I do for a living. I talk. It's an occupational hazard. I talk. You know, somebody once told me, you talk too much. I said, you better hope I continue to talk or I'm out of work. All right, three jerks pranked an 8-year-old kid at a Target in Connecticut by claiming they worked for YouTube star Mr. Beast. They told this kid to fill a shopping cart with as much stuff as he could while blindfolded and called it the shopping cart challenge. But once he started, they ran off. The kid's name is Gabe Lyles. He was sad and embarrassed by the whole situation. But there's good news. Now listen to this. He did his shopping spree after all because someone donated the $200 Target gift card and Target matched it. He ended up with $400 worth of stuff and he got to keep it. So who got the laughs on that? Last laugh in that one. Gabe Lyles did. Good for him. Good news story time. Back in 2005, a firefighter in the state of Georgia saved a pregnant woman from an elevator that was filling with smoke. She and her unborn daughter survived. She never saw him after that, but they just reunited 18 years later. She tracked him down to invite her to her daughter's high school graduation. He saved that little girl while she was still inside her mom. And now she's graduating from high school, and he was there to see it. Isn't that amazing? Great story. Guy from Tennessee planning to propose to his girlfriend on the beach in South Carolina this month. Uh-oh. Drops the ring in the sand. Didn't know what to do. Luckily, good fortune was there. A 15-year-old kid happened to be there with a metal detector. He found the ring in 45 seconds. I'll have a great story to tell their grandkids. You know, it's always nice when there happens to be somebody with a metal detector just standing right there. Here's a parent alert for you. The FDA might look into the YouTuber Logan Paul's energy drink called Prime. It's marketed to kids and has a ton of caffeine. How much caffeine? One 12-ounce can has as much caffeine as 6 cans of Coca-Cola. I think it's time for a little parenting there. Maybe you don't want your kid taking that drink, huh? Looking for a stiff drink after you voted yesterday? All right. Don't vote in the state of Massachusetts and Alaska. You see, they still prohibit the sale of alcohol on election day while polls are open. Everybody else, I guess you can drink. All right, so this November, you don't like the results? Grab a stiff one. You can drink. Hey, if you want to save money, don't drink coffee before you go shopping. A study found if we're highly caffeinated, we spend more on impulse purchases. Well, I don't drink coffee, and I'm an impulse buyer. I come into the supermarket sometimes, and I say, well, I only got 2 items. And I walk out with a whole shopping cart. I should mark the aisles I have to go down, get those 2 items, and run out like a thief. But unfortunately, I sit there, and the tab is over $100. I just wanted to spend like $15, and I'm over $100 there. I don't mean run out, you know, and steal like a thief. I just, you know, get out of the store as quick as possible after buying that stuff. All right, need a second date? A list of first date icks that guarantee there will not be a second date. 81% of people said it's the last date if you chew with your mouth open. 79% said it's a no-no if they order for you without your permission. So guys, don't order for the lady. 57% said they're done with you if you keep saying tee-hee every time you say something mildly funny. 56% said they're shutting it down if they mention an ex multiple times. You should never mention your ex-girlfriend. Are you kidding me? Or boyfriend. 50% said it's over if they call themselves a professional cuddler. Oof. You get the creeps even thinking about that. All right, snow mixing with rain early on today. Highs near 41 degrees. Rain and snow possible. Lows around 34 tonight. Rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 42. The Punxsutawney Phil said in early spring. I'm going to get my hands around his throat. He's in trouble. And he just had 2 babies, too, with his wife, Phyllis. 2 little babies. He's a daddy. Rain and snow right now, 34 degrees in Racine. Don't forget, we've got the Twins and Brewers, 11:35 this morning. This morning. Baseball this morning, 11:35 on WRJN. Tonight at 6:30, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Milwaukee Bucks here in town. 6:30, the game on WRJN. Did I send it early? Did I do that again? Hey, coming up, we've got Nathan Stamper's going to be here in about a half hour or so. He's the new director of Stargirl, the newest production at the Racine Theater Guild. So we'll talk about that at 7:06 this morning on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
We'll hear more later this morning from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection about avian influenza impacting dairy herds. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We know now that cattle from infected herds in places like Texas and New Mexico have made their way to the upper Midwest, with detections now in Michigan. Trying to keep Wisconsin safe is the goal of Dr. Darlene Conkle. She's our state veterinarian, reminding all dairy operators, all livestock operators, to be mindful of biosecurity.
Changing footwear, wearing clean clothing or clean coveralls, washing hands, making sure feed areas and waterers are kept clean and sanitized. All those types of things help promote good biosecurity and reduction of disease on the farms. So we would just like to remind dairy producers and cattle producers in general to be very observant of their animals and let us know if they're seeing anything unusual and work with their herd veterinarians.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State Veterinarian, she'll be on a call later this morning with Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, to give us an update on the latest information they have on high-path avian influenza and our dairy industry. Markets this morning holding firm in Chicago. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malule from Clinton, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, says they evaluate every research dollar they invest multiple times.
The other part of those research proposals is it might come in as a four-year study, but we cannot fund more than 1 year, so we have to reevaluate them. And each year they resubmit and we get a progress report. And there's some, over the years, there has been some programs or proposals that we ask them to tweak midstream, and here's what's going on. And sometimes they push back and we come to a conclusion and move forward with them generally.
Pat Malule from Clinton is the current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, research, education, and promotion. You can find out more about where soybean dollars are being invested in the state. Go to wisoybean.org. This message brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and three quarters to 145 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up three quarters of a cent, 144 and a half, while AA butter gained seven to 292 a pound. This morning, the May Class 3 milk for cheese up 9 at 1578. June's up 8, 1646. Right now, December new crop corn's up 2 at 469. November new crop beans are up 2.5, 1179, while July wheat down a penny right now at 560 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot as we get rolling into a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain mixed with snow. Our high 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, more rain and snow, 34. Tomorrow, we will be cloudy. More rain and snow showers with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. You got to think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast! We had shredded wheat. It was like wrapping your lips around a wood chipper. And in the midst of that dark and hopeless moment, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart suddenly appeared out of Battle Creek, Michigan, which, as you cereal fans know, is the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's, because it seems like a cereal Silicon Valley of breakfast super scientists conceiving of a frosted, fruit-filled, heatable rectangles in the same shape as the box it comes in. And with the same nutrition as the box it comes in, too. I don't know how long it took them to invent the Pop-Tart, but they must have come out of that lab like Moses with the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. The Pop-Tart is here! Two in the packet! Two slots in a toaster! Let's see you screw this up! Why two? One's not enough. Three's too many. And they can't go stale because they were never fresh.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my
mind. It's 6:38 at WRJN. Just poked my beak out the door. We have snow on the ground here now. When I walked in this morning, a little over an hour ago, there was nothing. Now there's snow on the grass, where the grass should be. And it's like a misty drizzle out there now. There's a couple of flakes in the air. I mean, real snowflakes, not people. And, yeah, so we're getting that rainy-snow mixture early on today with a high near 41. Rain and snow possible tonight, lows 34. Rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 42. Right now, got a little bit of rain, got a little bit of snow in the air, 34 degrees. All right, we've got baseball on this morning, 11:35. The Brewers will welcome the Minnesota Twins to town. And tonight at 6:30, the Memphis Grizzlies will be in town to take on the Milwaukee Bucks in NBA basketball. All right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. 6:39, coming up at a little after 7 o'clock, we'll have Nathan Stamper here, the director of the new production of the Racine Theater Guild, Stargirl. Should be a lot of fun. Odd but true. In 2007, Scotland spent $150,000 devising a new national slogan. The result, for $150,000, welcome to Scotland. Okay. Yeah, we can kind of play off of that. You know, we don't have to spend $150,000. How about welcome to Wisconsin? We can use that. A 41-year-old guy in the UK says a hypnotist finally helped him kick a $700 a month Pepsi habit. Now get this, he was drinking up to 10 liters of Pepsi every day for 20 years. Could you imagine what that does to the inside of your body, considering you can use Pepsi to get rust off of metal? This guy drank 10 liters a day for 20 years, and now we finally went to a hypnotist. From the Lost and Found Department, a Sesame Street episode from 1976 that was lost made its way online. It was removed for being too scary for kids because Margaret Hamilton was the guest. Remember Margaret Hamilton? She was the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. She, you know, she was a real wonderful person if you ever heard her interviewed. She was the Maxwell House lady. Was it Maxwell House? One of the coffees on TV. Margaret Hamilton. She was in a million movies, but she was always the Wicked Witch of the West. Too scary for little kids, huh? How about those flying monkeys? Yeah, when I watch The Wizard of Oz today, I still get frightened of those flying monkeys. You know, the flying monkeys. There are a few scams that are more common these days, especially during the summer months. Summer's coming up, so be careful. Summer job scams where they claim they need your credit card information before they can hire you. How about moving day scams where you hire someone on Craigslist, then they pick up all your goods and hold it hostage until you pay a crazy fee? Now, I've saw reports on that. They'll take everything in the moving end, and then they want like $10,000 to get your stuff back. Odd but true, more than half of your body is not human. Only about 43% of cells are human cells. The rest of microscopic organisms living inside of you. Well, that's always good wake-up information. There's a diet called the boredom diet. It says you can lose weight by eating nothing but mac and cheese or any other delicious food you love. All you have to do is eat nothing but that food. In a study, researchers found that after just 1 week, people got bored of the food and were eating about 100 calories less per meal. Not always true. My wife surprised me on Easter Sunday with two boxes of my favorite Girl Scout cookies, lemonades. What are these Girl Scouts hiding out this year? You know, my wife ordered from a Girl Scout at where she works. But I always, the supermarkets I was checking, I was driving up and down the roads to see if anybody was selling them outside their house, because last year they were. I was searching all over these Girl Scouts. Where are they hiding with their cookies? So my wife got me two boxes of lemonade cookies. I've devoured all boxes. They're gone already. They're gone yesterday. And I just got them on Sunday. They're gone already. Two boxes of lemonades. I'm not bored. I can eat another two boxes of those. I'm not really a big cookie eater. We don't get a lot of cookies. We rarely get cookies or candy in the house. I'm not a big candy either. But these lemonade cookies, there's something about them. It's just addictive. I'll take one, and I'll go to the bedroom, start looking for something. Let me get one more. And then one more. And then one more. And then one more. They're addictive, those Girl Scout cookies. Oh, but I only get them once a year. Yeah, I was checking, looking for my dealer on the street. I couldn't find her. Last year, we're driving down the street, and I spotted this, you know, card table with Girl Scout cookies on it in someone's driveway. Did a quick U-turn, squealed the tires, and got back. Her mother was out there saying, "Yeah, I saw you looking. I knew you were going to turn around. You do a U-turn and come back." I said, "You got it." Even at the supermarkets, I always get a box or two at the supermarket, you know, when they're out in the lobby somewhere. I didn't see them this year. And I think it's all done. I think just during the month of March, right? I don't think they sell them in April. Oh, well. Odd but true, the record holder for the most Grammys won is, who do you think? No, it's not Beyonce. No, it's not the Beatles. No, it's not Elton John. It is a guy named George Sir. Isn't it George if you pronounce it? Sir George Solti. Who? He's a Hungarian-British conductor. He conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for 22 years. He won 31 Grammys, more than any other artist ever in the history of the Grammys. George Solti. But I bet you never heard of him. Different states offer different payouts to people who were wrongly locked up. If you're going to get locked up, don't do it in Wisconsin. They pay the least, $5,000 for every year you were in prison wrongly. Texas gives you the most, $80,000 a year. If you can prove you were locked up and innocent, they'll give you $80,000 a year. That's not bad. If you're having a bad day, by the way, $80,000 a year, that's more than most people make on a job. Maybe I should get myself arrested in Texas, prove I'm innocent, and walk out with $80,000 after 1 year. Because that's more than people make in a year, $80,000, especially if you're a disc jockey. Hey, if you're having a bad day, it doesn't have to stay bad. You ready? We'll help you out here. You can turn it around in 10 minutes in just four steps. Change locations, indulge in a soothing treat, do a good deed, and write about what's stressing you out. And guess what? You should start to feel better in no time at all. All right, let's see what else we got for you. Study found you're meaner to ugly people. If you don't realize, and you don't even realize it either. A study had people rate how much their coworkers were mean to them. They had strangers evaluate their attractiveness, and researchers found that people who were rated the least attractive reported the most meanness. Oh, that's terrible. Trouble remembering things? A study found that losing weight improves your memory. Researchers gave women a memory test and gave them the same test after they dropped an average of 18 pounds. The women did better on the test afterwards. The brain scans showed they were better at storing and recalling memories. So that's my problem. Too much weight. Huh. Now I know. The question is, will I do anything about it? Shocking, but true. 7% of adults in this country think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Ugh. Another 48% say they're not sure where chocolate milk comes from. What's really scary is these people vote. They get into a voting booth, or they just fill out a ballot now, and they will elect your next president. These stupid people will have a say in your government. The average dog costs $392 worth of damage, costs $392 worth of damage around the house every year, making them the most destructive pets out of all of them. Cats came in second place. The least destructive, a guinea pig. Less destructive than a goldfish? I don't think so. I think the goldfish are less destructive. All right. You drink a lot of diet soda. Here are four reasons you shouldn't. They cause migraines. The artificial sweeteners kill your taste buds. Drinking it actually increases your risk for developing diabetes. And it might not even help you lose weight. In London, in the 1800s, by the way, I used to drink three diet. When last time I worked here at the station, there's three diet Pepsis a morning. And one day I was drinking too much of it. My wife suggested that I stop, and I did. It was about 8 years ago, and I haven't had not only a diet soda, any soda in the past about 8 or 9 years. Odd but true. In London in the 1800s, mail was delivered 12 times a day. Wow. Assuming they only delivered it during daylight hours. That's almost every hour. Mail delivery. I remember when I was a kid, we used to get mail delivery twice a day where I lived. That was kind of weird. All right, let's see what I got for you here. We have some tickets to give away. That's right. All right, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair is recording artist, country, platinum recording artist Riley Green, coming to the main stage at the State Fair Wednesday, August 7th. With Riley Green on the main stage, fellow country artist Avery Anna. You want to go see Riley Green on the main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair? I got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Give a call. Give me a pair of tickets to go see Riley Green on stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. In August we're talking, huh? Ooh, hope it's not snowing in August. 648 WRJN, and we have some sticking. I'm talking about snow. Snow and rain mixing early on today with a high near 41 degrees. Looks like some rain and snow possible tonight. Lows around 34. And let's see the outlook for tomorrow. Oh, rain and snow again. Highs near 42. Right now, got a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow in the air. 34 degrees in Racine. A little bit of snow on the ground. Not the sidewalk, but the grass area in front of our station. I just poked my beak out, and I could see it out there. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me today. Do appreciate it.
And sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you.
It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. Snow mixing with rain. I don't think it's snowing now or anything out there. Anyway, highs near 41 degrees today. I don't know how you can get snow at 41 degrees. The law of physics probably wouldn't agree with me. Rain and snow possible tonight. Lows 34. Rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 42. Right now it's 34 degrees.
There'll never be anyone else but you.
Don't forget, this morning it's the Twins and the Brewers. Minnesota coming to town to take on Milwaukee, 11:35 at WRJN. And tonight the Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies, come to town to take on the Milwaukee Bucks at Five Serve Forum. We'll hear the game live 6:30 on WRJN. You know, there was a poll on Ranker.com of the greatest album covers of all time. I kind of agree, and I kind of don't agree. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon came out number one, followed by the Beatles' Abbey Road. But I got to say, at number three, Sgt. Pepper. When that first came out, Sgt. Pepper, I had never seen an album cover so good. We used to stare at the album cover and try to name all the people on that album cover. I still think that's the best one ever, Sgt. Pepper, but they didn't ask me my opinion. All right, it's the latest coffee study. You like coffee? Coffee drinkers are less likely to die, probably because it's like an embalming fluid, if they add a spoonful of sugar to the coffee. You're less likely to die. Like ever? 73% of Americans say the weather outside can affect how productive we are at work, even if you have a desk job. So what does a perfect working weather day look like? Well, according to a survey, it's slightly cool outside with clear blue skies. So it looks like you're going to have a miserable day today because the clouds are going to be there. Feel-good story time. A chihuahua named Timon and a pig named Pumbaa once ended up in a shelter in Arizona after the owner got arrested. They were obviously bonded. Timon likes to ride on Pumbaa's back, so the shelter refused to split them up. Now they have a permanent home at a place near Phoenix called Better Piggies Rescue. Well, that's kind of nice. I like when people do nice things. Would you rather have a cooler or hotter than average summer? A poll of 14% would rather have a super hot summer. 37% said cooler. 43% said whatever. I think I'd rather have a cooler summer. Yeah, I don't do well in super hot weather. If you think I'm crabby on a normal day, get me on a hot day. I really get nasty and crabby. 97% of people in serious relationships admit they argue about a wide range of issues, too. Despite all that fighting, a study found that being married can reduce your chances of an early death by 20%. Really? This isn't too encouraging. 34% of high school and college graduates say they have no idea what they're going to do with their lives. 41% say they don't have a job lined up yet either. I did. I was a janitor. I loved my job. I had all the keys to all the big offices, all the boss's offices. Everybody said to me, ooh, did you see anything on the desk today? Of course, I'm not going to tell you. But yes, I did see stuff on desks all the time. Stuff that, you know, people would have paid to find out. All right, there was a Lexus model that came standard with a cassette deck. That was back in 2010. They finally got rid of it for the 2011 model. Now, my problem is I still have a lot of cassettes at home. And I finally found an old Walkman where I can play them. I also found another cassette deck, but that one's kind of cumbersome. So I found this Walkman so I can hear some of my cassettes. All my old Dennis Miller comedy bits are on cassette. And there's no other way to get them except online. And I like them on cassette because I can hear the whole, you know, hour-long thing. And I can play it back. It's just easier on cassette for me because, you know, I lay in bed and listen to it. But they're phasing me out of that. All right, let's see what else I got for you. Believe it or not, a study found 77% of Americans say they're happy at work, the third highest percentage in the world. Only people in India and Mexico are happier than us. That's hard to believe. You hear about all those sweatshops down there. It's hard to believe they like that kind of stuff. But they do. Hey, more people are suddenly acting like early birds for some reason. 10% of restaurant guests are being seated between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Restaurants are closing earlier, too, because no one's coming in late anymore. Looks in the kitchen at 8 o'clock, it's a new trend. Even Broadway shows are starting earlier now. 8 p.m. used to be the norm for a Friday show. Now a third of them start at 7 o'clock on Fridays. So why are people shifting from night owls to early birds? No one's sure, but here are two theories. It's become trendier for young people to be healthier, avoid alcohol, and get a full night's sleep. Oh, they're a lot of fun. So one possible factor, working from home, might be another one. Now, if you don't have to drive home and get ready to go out, you can meet up with other people earlier. Plus, skipping out of work earlier is easier if your boss isn't there. You know, I have to get up at 4:30 every morning. And when I tell people, I got to get to bed by 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock? What's the, you old person? Well, yeah, you try getting up when the alarm hits at 4:30 in the morning. All right, I like Spam, but I only like it when it's fully cooked. Maple syrup flavored Spam is hitting the grocery stores now. They're hoping it'll help Spam become more popular as a breakfast option. I never tasted Spam in my life. We went on a cross-country trip, and we wound up in Austin, Minnesota. Austin, Minnesota is the home of Hormel, which makes Spam. And I said, all right, we'll go to the Spam Museum. They got a whole tour and everything of this building. You can take a tour. They show you how they make Spam, everything about Spam, and blah, 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 blah. I only heard bad things about it. So I went in, and they gave me a sample of it, but it was really fully cooked. It was almost burned, and I loved it. But I don't like it when it's raw because it's gross looking. It looks like dog food. But anyway, when my wife cooks it fully, I love it. I said, this is great. And now I love Spam. Now they have maple syrup flavored Spam. I love that too. They have a spicy Spam, which I really like too. But I can't cook it because you have to slice it raw, and I get grossed out by that. And I don't. doesn't, you know, turn me on or anything. But when it's fully cooked and my wife does the work on it, I really, really, really like it. All right, 658 WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Nathan Stamper is coming here. He directed Stargirl, coming to the Racine Theater Guild, what, next week? Is it? Yeah, next week. All right, that's coming up in just a moment. He's sitting here drinking his coffee. I don't know what that coffee's giving. Well, you're not going to die early. Do you have sugar in it? All right, then you're going to live all your life. You're going to live for years and years now. All right, 658 WRT, and I'm Don Rosen. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay well, stay healthy, stay right here.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.